Manu Patra alert dated the 17th of March 2020. Rajya Sabha has passed the Central Sanskrit Universities Bill 2019 to convert Rashtriya Sanskrit Sansthan in New Delhi, Shri Lal Bahadur Shastri Rashtriya Sanskrit Vidyapeeth, also in New Delhi, and Rashtriya Sanskrit Vidyapeeth in Tirupati, into Central Sanskrit Universities. Supreme Court has held that serving women, Short Service Commission, SSC, officers in Indian Navy were entitled to permanent commission at par with their male counterparts. Supreme Court has issued notice on the writ petition filed by Bharatiya Janata Party leader Shivraj Singh Chauhan and 9 other Bharatiya Janata Party members of Legislative Assembly seeking immediate floor test for proving the majority of Kamal Nath government in Madhya Pradesh Assembly. Supreme Court has refused to entertain the plea of Mukesh Singh, one of the 4 death row convicts in the 2012 Nirbhaya gang rape and murder case, seeking restoration of legal remedies, alleging that his earlier counsel misled and forced him to sign the papers. The court has rejected the plea by terming it as not maintainable in view of the fact that both the review and the curative pleas in the case have been dismissed. Supreme Court on Monday rejected the anticipatory bail pleas of rights activists Anand Teltumbdar and Gautam Navlakha, both booked under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Amendment Act 1967 for alleged links with banned Communist Party of India, Marxist-Leninist, and the Koregaon Bhim violence, and asked them to surrender before the National Investigation Agency within 3 weeks. Delhi High Court has issued notices to Central Government, Delhi Government, and Delhi Police in a plea seeking preservation of video footage from the areas affected due to the Delhi riots and compensation to be given to victims. Kerala High Court has held that if the drawer admits the signature in the check, it is immaterial whether some other person had made the entries in the check or filled it up. The court stated that even if some other person had filled up the check, it does not in any way affect the validity of the check. Gujarat High Court has held that the Institute of Chartered Accountant of India, ICAI, is not empowered to conduct any disciplinary proceedings without written allegations, stating that in the absence of any information as prescribed under Rule 7 of the Chartered Accountants Procedure of Investigations of Professional and Other Misconduct and Conduct of Cases, Rules, 2007, the prima facie opinion derived by the authority lacks jurisdiction and has no foundation. National Anti-Profiteering Authority, NAA, has ordered Patanjali Ayurved Limited to pay up Rs 75.08 crore for not passing on benefits of goods and services tax, GST, rate reduction onto consumers, adding that the company instead increased prices of its washing powder.